From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. How does a certified box office bomb become a classic? Long before director Ridley Scott made Gladiator or American Gangster, he directed the dystopian fantasy Blade Runner. Though it starred Harrison Ford, it was a flop when it premiered back in 1982. Ford played Deckard, a cop in a futuristic Los Angeles, hunting renegade human-like androids called replicants. Then he fell in love with one.
Gaff had been there and let her live. 4 years, he figured. He was wrong. Tyrell had told me Rachel was special. No termination date. I didn't know how long we'd have together. Who does?
10 years after the film's release, in 1992, Ridley Scott released a director's cut. He dropped the happy ending forced on him by his financial backers. And now he's returned to the editing room again to brush up the visuals and the sound quality. His final cut hits stores tomorrow. Scott says one reason Blade Runner has become a cult classic is its eerily prescient vision of the future.
At the time, I was thinking, how do I make this look futuristic without what I used to call it, the diagonal zip and silver hair syndrome, right? Bad wardrobe, bad, you know, futuristic-looking dodgy
big shoulders.
Sets. Big shoulders and all that stuff. And I'd been traveling a lot, and notwithstanding, I'd spent a bit of time in Hong Kong prior to skyscrapers. And the harbour was filled with, 2,000 junks with those beautiful sails. And it was incredibly impressive. And that's where I tried to make the film initially. And that wouldn't stand the budget, so we didn't do that. Cut a long story short, I ended up on the back lot in Culver City, which is less exotic than Hong Kong. But I remembered Hong Kong and just kind of applied that to the logic of, you know, if you're going to look to 2019, the predominance of, you know, nationalities is going to be either Hispanic or it's going to be Asian. And I went for Asian. I don't know if I'd be right or wrong. It's kind of a balance at the moment, isn't it?
You know, one of the actors who worked on this film said, looking at the film, it's almost like a crystal ball in terms of the look and some of the things mm-hmm. that you presaged in this film, from technology mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. genetic engineering. I mean, even those crosswalks that, you know, bark at us, it's time to walk in the film. Mm-hmm. It was walk now. Yeah. We hear those now. Mm-hmm. Where did you get this idea? Because I understand that you really thought about every mm-hmm. detail, what the mm-hmm. signage would look like, what the tires on the car would look mm-hmm. like. Where did mm-hmm. you go to in your imagination?
Bottle of red at about 11 o'clock at night when you're really not being disturbed. Preparing a film like this, you literally have to distill and embed yourself in the world, in that little universe that you're about to create. And ideas just start coming. And that's why I found then Sid Mead.
Sid Mead was your futurist.
I'd noticed
that was his actual title.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of his books. He had a few books already published at that moment, which were kind of futuristic designs, ranging from car design to domestic kitchen equipment, and some were a shade too exotic for me, but I figured right in there was my man. So once I met with him, it was really great, because he always comes from the point of logic, and the logic being, the logistics being, it's always driven sociologically.
Decker is this gumshoe detective. He's living in the future, but he sort of looks like the gumshoe detectives of the 1940s.
Yep.
And in the initial conception, he was supposed to wear some sort of hat, a fedora. Why did you dispense of that idea?
Because I knew he was going to wear a hat in Indiana Jones. In fact, the very first time I met him in London, and he was shooting late. I think he was coming to the end of Indiana Jones. And I honestly believe he turned up straight from the set, because it was like 10:30 at night, and he was saying, I'm really sorry, I'm late. And he turned up in a leather jacket and a kind of khaki trousers, boots, and this kind of rather wide fedora hat. So I think he actually still had the gear on that he was wearing during the day. And I thought, I can't do that hat. He's got it in Indiana Jones.
You know, this film, Blade Runner, is considered a cult classic. There are entire websites devoted to this film, discussions, mm-hmm. dissections. How is it that a film that is released to, shall we say, modest reviews back in the 1980s
sure.
turns into such a classic?
Well, confused reviews. I think they were confused. They missed the point. And it was quite upsetting, actually. I still figured I got it right, though. So the fall was harder when it didn't really play at all well. And was, and I was staring at these reviews thinking, these people just don't get it. And I was actually destroyed in a couple of publications, viciously, actually. It was really, really strange. It stirred up a lot of very hot opinions, and I thought, listen, it's only a movie, you know, relax, guys. If you hate it that much, don't write about it or give me an inch.
Why didn't you fight harder for your original vision?
If I was a studio head, and what they have to hand out to get a film made, and I'm giving you in excess of $100 million, I want to have a say as well. Particularly if I'm going to have to not rely upon, that's the danger, they start to rely upon this testing, this audience testing. It's not the end in itself. You've got to know how to read it and know how to use it, and also you've got to know how to reject it if you think it's wrong. And, you know, once you get two audiences of, those days were quite big, like 600 people in each audience. You know, 400 are saying, I kind of don't get it. 100 are saying, well, it's kind of all right. And 100 are saying, I really like it. I start to pay attention. And little by little, you sell your soul to the devil.
But in this case, you had a chance to go back and rewrite history.
Quarter of a century later, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there is this raging debate over this question as to whether Deckard, who hunts replicants, is actually a replicant himself. Mm-hmm. I understand that even the people who worked on the film were divided on this. There are people who are in earshot of our conversation who probably are not in agreement about this. Maybe we could settle this right now. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you believe that Deckard was a replicant, but Harrison Ford, who played the character for years, has been saying he's not.
Yeah, no, that's the thing that Harry and I had we never head on about anything, actually. I think we got on quite well, actually. But he said, isn't that corny? I said, well, no. Why shouldn't it be? Why doesn't that make sense? He said, well, is it a bit too neatly tied off? I said, in this film, I think it'd be really nice to have something neatly tied off because it's so, you know, unusual that to actually have some, you know, narrative that did the full circle and came up with that thesis, I think is actually okay. And so he said, well, I don't think I am. And I said, well, okay. And I let it go, but I, you know, listen.
But you're the director.
One, I'm the one cutting the movie. Sorry, Harry.
As I listen to you talk about this film made back in the early 1980s, I hear in your voice a real sense of pride.
Absolutely.
You've gone in, you've released the director's cut. Now you've released what you're calling the final cut. Mm-hmm. Is it really final? Are you done?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think, please God.
Your voice got kind of low there. Are you really done?
Absolutely done. Yeah, absolutely done. Yeah. Now, I'm very happy with what I've got right now.
Well, congratulations to you on this final cut, if it really is indeed final.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Ridley Scott is the director of Blade Runner. His final cut is out on DVD tomorrow. And if you want to see how the movie's ending has changed over the years, go to our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.